Many countries require young men to serve in the armed forces. But in the United States, military service is voluntary, and joining the U.S. military is not an easy process. Staff Sergeant Terrell Thomas joined the Air Force 9 years ago. He now works as a military recruiter in Woodbridge, Virginia. His job is to get volunteers to join the U.S. Armed Forces.
At the time I was going to school, I was paying for school out of my pocket. And I was like, man, this is tough, and I was staying at home with my parents. I was like, I don't know if I like this as much anymore. So I went in, talked to a recruiter. He was cool. He broke it down for me, and next thing you know, I'm in.
Benjamin Spar volunteered for the military. He says other members of his family have served in the armed forces.
My mother was enlisted in the Air National Guard, and my father was an officer in the Air Force, so I was accustomed to that lifestyle from a young age, moving around.
The armed forces pays its members to attend school, both while they are on active duty and after they leave the military. But not everyone can join the armed forces. There are age limits, and volunteers must be successful at mental and physical tests. They must also not be abusing alcohol or taking other drugs. Training for new recruits is difficult and intense. The recruits must be strong and in good health. An increasing number of women are joining the military. Madison Foote is one of them.
It's just the push-ups I'm worried about. I'm not very good at push-ups, but I think I can do everything else.
Some Americans volunteer for the armed forces even when their parents object. The parents are worried about their children because the military deploys troops to many dangerous areas throughout the world. Oludare Ogunmadewa is a new recruit. He says not everyone in his family supports his decision to enlist in the military.
Yeah, my parents are worried. My whole family is worried as well, but it's a risk I feel is necessary for myself, more for my children, to secure their future.
The United States ended forced enlistment in 1973, during the Vietnam War. Now, recruits voluntarily sign an agreement to stay in the military for 3 to 6 years, depending on their chosen job. Some volunteers choose to stay longer. Staff Sergeant Thomas says that is because they discover that serving in the military is unlike any other job they could have.
A lot of veterans that serve their 20, 30 years, the main thing they talk to me about, especially when they bring their children to the office, is the camaraderie they establish with the people they met.
I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.